Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Monday, 25th of July, and fresh morning after last night's storm at 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect variable cloudiness with a shower or thunderstorm in the area this afternoon, and cloudy with a stray thunderstorms over the night. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 34 with a heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Humidity is at the moment at 92%. Winds from southwest at 6 km per hour with occasional gusts on 13 km per hour. Moon is Venus Gibbous, illuminated on 70%. This week we will host the last batch of students of Future School performing the community service before they start with classes next week. With us in the studio are Luna, Ganga and Taran talking on community service, school, life in Orville.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even know.
Good morning, Taran. Good morning, Ganga. Good morning, Luna.
Hey.
Welcome to the studio. You are the last batch of the Future School, Future Students within the community service, yeah? Where have you been before? Where have you worked last 2 weeks?
I worked at Tapisin, and then the Bamboo Center.
And you?
Nandanam first week and Bamboo Center second week.
I was at kindergarten and Lapisin.
Okay, so you have some kind of similar experience. So how it was for you, Luna?
What is good?
What does work? What doesn't work?
I really enjoyed kindergarten. All the kids were great and it was really nice to go back to a place where I was there when I was small. I really enjoyed it. And Lapisin, it wasn't that great since there wasn't really anything to do, but it wasn't bad.
In those 2 weeks, have you learned something?
Maybe I've learned something, but I don't really realize it now.
How about you?
Nandanam, I only went 3 days because I had to go to RRO, but in those 3 days, it was fun, I guess. Just mostly playing with the kids and, well, 3-year-olds, so and the shy ones were kind of my type, so we hung out with the shy ones and it was great. And then Bamboo Center was...
Did you learn anything there or what you were doing?
I made some kind of garden thing. It was pretty interesting. Yeah.
How about you?
Lapisin is cool. There was really nothing much to do, cause
sitting and waiting.
Yeah. Well, I also swam there. So yeah, that was nice. Then, the Bamboo Center. Again, nothing much to do. I didn't really create anything. We just helped the workers that do the stuff, the lampshades and stuff. Yeah.
But it's you knew it before, no?
No.
So that's the thing you learned, no?
Yeah, that's new. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
You step into a new school year, what do you expect? You think the future school is going to be that step between your future?
I'm not sure. I guess I'll see in a week.
Will we give you the clarity what you want to do after?
I'll just go with the flow and see what future school brings me into.
You too. You guys already know what you want to do after?
Nope. I guess maybe traveling a bit and then... No, I don't really know what I want to do.
I've not decided yet.
So you're still searching for what you like. And you, Ganga?
I have many ideas for my career and stuff, but it's not really, it's kind of wide, so.
It's not so easy to decide what you actually want. Yeah. Well, but the beauty of our world is that you can have 3 or 4 professions and you do all kind of things. Luna, you've been born here, right?
Yep.
So how's the school system? Is it working for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen when I went to live abroad for another year how different the system is, and I don't know, I think since I grew up here I just adapted to how everything was right here.
And the outside system, it's if you compare these two, what are the benefits of each?
Obviously it's different with the school systems abroad and here, because here you aren't really like judged for how you do that much. And I don't know, I wasn't out enough to actually
to see the difference.
Yeah.
When you were younger, you experienced both, yeah?
Like everyone knows, there's more freedom here, of course. I think we're more united, kind of, in Oruro, in different ways than... I don't know, it's... I haven't really... I need to think about that if I want to talk about it.
No, since it's the education is based on integral education, which is supposed to follow each of you with the personal pace, so to speak, of learning, yeah? Did you receive that, those, all through the years?
Receive what?
Integral education is supposed to help you, not to teach you, but to help you to teach yourself. So which means that also we are all different, so we got different pace of getting to know, to learn things, yeah? Did you receive that part? The teachers could follow you so deeply that they knew what in the moment it may be the best for you.
I wasn't really connected with much of my teachers, many of my teachers. Just maybe third grade and fourth grade, but after that, I don't know. I don't think I really learned much from...
Tara, you're a new one here, right?
Yeah.
So what do you expect from future school?
I think I expect to learn more, like, discover new stuff and, like, learn new stuff, make new friends, and, yeah, try a different way of learning.
Cool. Guys, enjoy this week, your last week. I think you're supposed to have fun here with us.
Thank you.
Our Council Study Group Residence Assembly Service has published again a call for nominees for our Council, Working Committee and Funds and Asset Management. This year, 3-day selection process is planned to be hosted from 21st to 23rd of October for the three groups of our Council, Working Committee and FMC. So now they are calling for nominations, including self-nominations for those three groups. In our mailbox, we receive an invitation to nominate online from Resident Assembly Service, where we can directly select the names from a Dropbox containing all names in the Register of Residents. If you're not comfortable on the computer, you may pass by the Resident Assembly Service office, where you will be assisted to nominate via the nomination form. We can nominate up to 5 names for the Oral Council and the Working Committee and 9 names for the FMC. But we have to be sure that those we nominate, including ourselves, have the necessary capacities for the work by reading the group's mandates. Those mandates are published, otherwise we can also pass by the Oral Council office where they have printouts of each mandate where we can take them. We have to also keep in mind that the FMC we can nominate someone who are already serving in another working group, while for the Oral Council and the Working Committee this is not the case. And the deadline for the nomination is 6th of August. On Thursday, 28th of July at 10 a.m. at Dance Hall in Pitanga, it's a meeting for all guest house managers. All house guest managers of large and small guest houses are invited for a meeting to inform them about the following topics. First, tax deduction at source. Second, how to properly calculate service tax, and third, auditor's observation in accounts, and fourth, contribution toward last year's financial balance sheet. At Youth Center, Bantu Ubuntu Infinity is still going on, and tonight it will be an awesome night with live music performed by a French band called Notre Awe. The event is organized by volunteers, and the purpose is to collect necessary means for Sammy, who is currently volunteer at Youth Center and Treehouse Community and is seeking for transformation of the human heart. In his journey, Safari, home to native Rwanda, he will be doing research on what is the relation between drums and humans and dance movement therapy. On Sunday 31st at 6:30 p.m., weather permitting, we can sing Mother's Mantra Om Namo Bhagavate with Joy and Jivatman on guitar to guide the chanting. Otherwise, on Saturday 30th, University of Human Unity is still presenting Being and the Consciousness. Dr. Sadev Kumar, based on his forthcoming book 7 Million Degrees of Freedom, presents this lecture seminar series on the nature and mystery of consciousness with special reference to the Bhakti movement, and in the context of studies and research in evolutionary psychology, quantum physics, Neurobiology, and New Exploration in Music. And this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Unity Pavilion, he will present his last lecture, Stepping into the Light of Freedom, Vision of Kabir and Mira. On Wednesday, 27, between 9:30 a.m. to 12:30, we are invited to spend the morning with Pichandikulam Forest to join them for a walk where you will identify indigenous plants and their uses. The walk will be followed by a demonstration of herbal food and medicine preparation with Mrs. Parvati of Amrita Mira Enterprises. To register and for more information, we should call them on 9170-9471-6136. And we are warmly invited to attend a program in Tamil, The True Story of Aurobindo Bird, how and why Sri Aurobindo left his body and how Aurobindo was conceived behind the wheel. That would be on Sunday 14 evening, followed by Monday 15 August morning in the Unity Pavilion. On 14 there would be welcome and registration with dinner and then with the story on how and why Sri Aurobindo left his body. On 15th of August, between 10 a.m. to 12, sharing on the last evening and planning the future. There's a limited number of places, so you have to register your participation as soon as possible. And you can write to partha@aurobindo.orgin or get your registration card from people who are announced and drop it in PTDC, Solar Kitchen or Town Hall or Putus in Aspiration before 7th of August. So you can ask Balaguru, Balu, Jill, Mutu, Partha, Davaselvi, Shankar, Subalakshmi, Sundaraya and Uma. And Sante announces that on August they would be open between 8:45 to 12:30 and in the afternoon between 2 to 4:30 p.m. between Monday to Saturday, but they're closed every Tuesday afternoons for internal work and meetings. Sante is for our villains, newcomers and all registered guests and volunteers. And otherwise our ambulance phone is 944-222-4680 and they are available 24/7. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there were screen meditations on Savitri Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, The Eternal Day, The Soul's Choice and The Supreme Consummations, which is Manohar's film on Huta's painting. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian History, Lokmanya, made in India in 2015 by writer and director Om Rao. And tomorrow we can see German drama fantasy thriller Krabat, made in Germany in 2008 by director Marco Krautsbinder. On Wednesday it's a culture day for the movie in Cinema Paradiso, and this Wednesday at 8 p.m. we can see Opera Carmen, directed by Francesco Zambello. From Thoughts and Aphorisms of Sri Aurobindo we read, "Then is nothing small in God's eyes, let there be nothing small in thine. He bestows as much labor of divine energy on the formation of a shell as on the building of an empire. For thyself, it is greater to be a good shoemaker than a luxurious and incompetent king." Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.